Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Couple of Nukes. As always, I'm your host, Mr. Whiskey, and welcome to the very first episode of the Davy Jones Locker series. This series comes in response to a review that was left on my podcast, and so we're going to address that and talk about some things today, the future of the show, moving into 2024, what we can expect with this new series, what it means for us. But essentially, to give you a quick overview and a tease, it's going to keep you up to date on the latest military arrests, anyone arrested who is a military member of any active duty branch in the United States. And again, it's not meant to bash on our service members. You know, this is not the opinion of the military or the U.S. government. This is just going to be us reading the news articles. You know, we're going to read a couple of them of the same story, try to get as accurate information as we can. And we'll even be reviewing some older ones, especially ones that are a bit comical in the sense that the crime is strange or unique, or that the motivation was strange or unique. And I think it'll be pretty interesting. It's definitely going to be something different for the series. Now, this comes in response to a comment left on the podcast by BoyMama9. Quote, "Long episodes" is the title, or they gave a 3-star review. And it says, "The content can be humorous, but it's tough to get through a whole episode because they're over an hour long." Now, my initial response to this was just that you're a cocksucker, because most podcast episodes are over an hour long. At least the podcasts I listen to. I typically listen to podcasts when I'm performing a task that will take a long time, such as driving several hours, or I merely start and stop them. I'm sorry if you're not capable of starting and stopping a podcast, or if you prefer smaller segments, but now you have your own series, so you're welcome. Essentially, point of Davy Jones Locker series is going to be that these episodes will typically be between 20 and 30 minutes. And so for people like BoyMama9 who don't want to be committed to such a long episode, who prefer smaller segments, this series will now provide that for y'all. Now, today's episode came out pretty late just because I had other stuff going on, but the plan is that every Thursday in 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, this series will be dropping a new episode. So, that being said, the show overall will be publishing twice a week. On Monday, we'll have the classic episodes, and those series are Life and Dating Advice, Marines and Sailors, Soldiers and Sailors, Topsiders versus Nukes, Nuke Power. Then occasionally, and there's also the civilians versus nukes. But that being said, this series is going to be separate, so Thursday. So I actually want to thank you for the comment because it inspired me to make a new series. So I appreciate the feedback. I understand that the episodes are long. I'm modeling my podcast after the podcasters I like to listen to. You know, Rhett and Link, their show Ear Biscuits, most of their episodes are about an hour and a half. A little less than that. I've only recently started watching Joe Rogan, and the one I did watch was with David Goggins, and it was almost 2 hours. So as far as podcasting goes, I did the standard length according to the people I listen to. I mean, most of the people I listen to, their shortest episodes are 45 minutes to an hour. So, and those are the short ones. Also, if you look through my series, obviously you didn't scroll through my episodes, because I have plenty of episodes between 20 minutes and an hour. There are several at half an hour, around 45 minutes or an hour or less. So I would highly encourage you to scroll back through and listen to those ones. If those topics don't interest you, hopefully this new series, both for you who left the comment and for everyone else listening, will be a huge improvement and something you enjoy. I definitely am interested in reading these articles. I know I've done it before, just for fun with some sailors. In fact, sometimes we get first-hand stories from people on our ship, or the ships around us, committing small crimes that don't go public because they're not, you know, they're not noteworthy to the point of, you know, they were a big arrest. Typically, they just result in captain's mast. And so we'll be reviewing those as well, from my memory, and from whatever my shipmates continue to update me on. In fact, my old roommate, King, he used to say, "Ah, yes, the Friday funnies." Because every Friday we would get a printout, and on it would include the mastings that had happened the Thursday prior. In Nuke School, it was a big joke that, hey, you're going to go meet the captain at his velvet green table. You know, there was always this rumor that he had this velvet green table where captain's mast happened. And yeah, you would get masted over the velvet green table, both, you know, figuratively. And yeah, you understand the message. It was always a joke we heard. So every Friday, we would read those. And King liked to call it his Friday funnies. And I always thought that was funny. They were entertaining, especially at Nuke School. Obviously, we've mentioned before, it's the base, probably, as far as we consider it, the number one alcohol-related incident base in all of North America. I could be mistaken on that, but given the alcohol-related incident tracker they had right outside the school, which is now taken down from what I've heard, and from all the stories I witnessed and heard from other people, secondary witnesses, throughout my time in the nuclear program, it's definitely true. There are other Navy bases out there with plenty of ARIs as well. So don't get me wrong, there's a lot of them. I mean, it's probably the number one offense in the military, other than the violation of the no tolerance drug policy. Obviously, we've discussed on the show a little bit, but not too much, how weed has been used by a lot of sailors to purposefully get out of the military. And they're kind of changing some of the military laws and rules around that, which would be a different episode. On this episode here today, what I want to do is, just like I said, I already introduced the show, the new series. And so we're actually just going to go over Davy Jones Locker. For those of you who have never heard of it, I'm sure most people have heard of it, but we're going to go over the suspected origins of it and what it means. Just to keep things short, the plan is to be co-hosting this series. I'd like to have Ms. Whitney recording with me every Thursday for this series. That way it's not just me talking. But without further ado, we're going to talk about Davy Jones Locker. Originally, and still nowadays, the final resting place for sailors and travelers at the ocean floor after drowning or being shipwrecked. The origins are unknown, but they've been traced back to possibly being some form of a term meaning Ghost of Jonah. Now, ladies and gentlemen, just so you're aware, if you want to read up on it, the sources that I used to conduct my research, I used two websites, and I felt like that was pretty good. They are included in the description below for the podcast, so check out those links if you want. All credit to them. I'm just paraphrasing their research. But yeah, so it's really interesting because throughout all those articles, the biggest repeat occurrence was Ghost of Jonah. For those of you who have not read the story of Jonah in the Bible, I highly recommend it. Obviously, most of you are vaguely familiar with it, and you're just like, oh yeah, that prophet who upset God and he got swallowed by a whale or a leviathan or a giant fish, and he was there 3 days and three nights, and then it was all good. That's like a very, very washed down, quick summary of it. The story of Jonah is, I guess I could say it's one of my favorite stories in the Bible, because the ending is pretty interesting. You know, the whole running from God and what he's assigned in your life, that's very important. Don't get me wrong. Like, that message alone is very powerful, and it really makes you think about things when you see how Jonah's disobedience affected the lives of others, but he accepted it. How, you know, what upsets me is most people don't know that the ending of the story, which is what actually matters. Essentially, Jonah gets to the town that he was supposed to convert. He didn't want to go because it was such a wicked place. It was such a sinful, wicked place that Jonah said, "I refuse to go there." And he ran. He fled from the Lord. Eventually, through means of displays of power, you know, merciful but angry, God convinces Jonah to go to the town. And the whole thing of the story is that Jonah gets there and he does his job. But it's kind of like, and you know, Jonah could represent the Jewish people in the town. Well, the Jewish people and Jesus Christ can be represented by the story of Jonah. And here's why I say that. Jonah gets to the wicked town, and they end up all converting, and becomes a great place. So God spares them, and Jonah goes, no, 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 no. God, you were supposed to destroy all of them. You were supposed to destroy this wicked place, not save them with mercy and love, and now they're all converted good people. In a similar way, the Jewish people didn't want Jesus Christ to be a man of love and mercy. They wanted a Messiah who came down and destroyed their enemies. And I assure you, in accordance with the book of Revelations and the written word of God, it will happen. But Jesus came with mercy and love. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. So the moral of the story ends up being a conversation between God and Jonah about what right human beings have to be angry. And essentially, Jonah goes outside and God watches as Jonah like tears off all his clothes and he sits in the hot sun and he doesn't eat or drink and he's sitting there dying. And God grows up this plant and he makes this leaf canopy over Jonah to give him shade and water and everything. And Jonah's happy, and then God destroys the plant and similar stuff like that. And then basically God says, look, I made this city. Who are you to tell me what to do with it? What right do you have to be angry if I save these people? Or if I destroy them, what right do you have to be happy? And it's a pretty interesting conversation about life and about God's will and our reaction to it. The Bible was full of the complex mysteries of God's ways being higher than our ways, his plans being greater than our plans. It's a pretty good story. Now, bringing it back to Davy Jones' locker, Jonah was, and Jesus even referenced Jonah, he said, as Jonah was in the belly of the fish 3 nights, so the Son of Man will be away from this world for 3 nights, or something around that phrasing. I'd have to get the exact quote. But that being said, Jonah was in the belly of a large fish. There's a lot of theories on what kind of fish it was, if it was a reference to the Leviathan mentioned in other places in the Bible. A lot of people depict it as a whale. But yeah, so ghost of Jonah, which would make sense. Now, it was first mentioned, as far as we can trace back, in 1726 in London. In 1751, Davy Jones he gets upgraded. As in, originally, Davy Jones' locker was just a representation of a resting place for sailors who died. Now, in 1751, there's a Davy Jones who owns a locker. They add a person. And it's not just a person. So now you have, not only is it the place where sailors rest and they're after they're dead. I mean, they're dead, right? But now you have this physical embodiment, this entity, and this entity is described as a ruler of the deep, often appearing before shipwrecks, at shipwrecks, at tragic natural nautical events such as dead sea life or hurricanes. And it's very interesting. I'm going to quote, this is an exact quote from the first article in the link. He has saucer eyes, 3 rows of teeth, horns, a tail, and blue smoke coming from his nostrils. So now you have the introduction of what looks like a devil. And there are theories that the word Davy stems from a twist of devil. And the devil became man, he became Davy. So that's pretty interesting. He has 3 rows of teeth. That's also very interesting. And the blue smoke coming from his nostrils. I'm assuming blue because it's a nautical theme. Again, there's some artwork of this that you can look up. And it's pretty interesting. He's mentioned again in 1785 and 1811. And he was called Necken or Dragger. Not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, because I don't speak the language of any of these countries. But it's Delta, Romeo, Alpha, Uniform, Golf, Romeo. So D-R-A-U-G-R. So Necken or Dragger. In places such as Norway, Denmark, and Sweden. In a newspaper in 1791, the term safe in Davy Jones' locker was used to mean that someone was lost at sea. Presumably, they're not dead in this context. You know, they're safe in Davy Jones' locker because they're lost at sea somewhere. If they were not safe, you know, they're dead. Though, typically, in modern terms, Davy Jones' locker just means you're dead. You know, they're at Davy Jones' locker. Or, you know, even items. Like, if you throw something overboard, oh, Well, that's going to end up in Davy Jones' locker. Now, there's a couple of different theories on where this originated from. I'm going to go over those theories now. There was a pirate named David Jones in the Indian Ocean in the 1630s. So some argue that it's a reference to him, but there's not much information here as far as that goes. In fact, the lack of popularity of the sailor, and there's nothing noteworthy about him, is the reason that many historians have disputed this theory, saying that it just is a coincidence. You know, both David and Jones are very common names. There's a stronger theory that suggests it originates from an incompetent sailor known as Duffer Jones, who was usually found overboard. You know, he was just known for, oh, there he is overboard again. You know, kind of like that topsider that says, oh, reactors did watch all night. Let me jump off the side of the ship now so they don't get asleep in modern day Navy. But yeah, essentially, it's interesting though, because his name was Duffer Jones. And from what I've read, Duffy, and in some translations is pronounced and spelled Duppy, but Duffy has meant ghost before in certain contexts in literature. So, and then Jones being descended from Jonah. So, Duffy, Duffer Jones would be a modern translation of the ghost of Jonah. Modern being this time period, which is like almost 200, 300 years ago now. But it's interesting that it ties back to the ghost of Jonah. The religious references don't end there, though. Supposedly, people believe that Davy comes from the Saint David of Wales, and it was often that Welsh sailors would call upon him while traveling overseas, and then Jones was once again originated from Jonah. So here are two religious references, this being David of Wales and Jonah, getting you Davy Jones. Now, the theory I found the funniest and one of the strongest theories, again, none of these are really backed. They're all kind of just rumors passed down throughout time. But there's a rumor of a British pub owner who kidnapped sailors. When they got too drunk, he would throw them into his ale locker and then drafted them to the ships. So the theory being here that the last place they remember being before getting sent out to sea was being in someone's locker, as they called it, the ale locker. And either his name could have been Davy Jones or something similar to that, and that was a nickname he earned. So it was like, ah, I'm going to send you off to Davy Jones' locker, and that meant we're going to send you out to sea. That's an interesting theory to me. And some other articles go in to say that the pub owner ended up going bankrupt, and he became a pirate and went out and killed all these people. And for the ones he didn't decapitate, he would throw them into the locker of the ship and then drown them. All very interesting theories. Now, obviously, Davy Jones has been referenced a lot throughout modern day literature, dating back even the past 200 years, from stuff such as Moby Dick. Pirates of the Caribbean is one of the biggest ones referenced. You know, he eventually earned the nickname the Flying Dutchman. So you had Davy Jones and the Flying Dutchman, and in some forms of entertainment, they're referenced as two different people. For example, I'm going to quote, now this isn't from a source, this is just from memory. The TV show SpongeBob SquarePants, that's actually where I got, that's the place I'm most familiar with Davy Jones. And the Flying Dutchman exists as a ghost pirate captain who terrorizes Bikini Bottom in several episodes, who worked with SpongeBob and the crew in other episodes. And there is an episode, there's a couple episodes where they reference Davy Jones' locker. There's an actual episode where they go to Davy Jones' locker. I believe he locks up Mr. Krabs there for being, you know, a cheap, selfish man. And he's got dirty gym socks in there. In fact, I think he also takes SpongeBob there. But yeah, I'm sure it's mentioned in, and don't quote me on this, I'd have to look it up, but the series Flapjack, I'm sure they've mentioned it. Pretty much anywhere where there's nautical nonsense or some form of sailing or pirates, it'll be mentioned. Again, you know, the whole Pirates of the Caribbean series is probably one of the most famous modern renditions of him. But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, as we approach this 25-minute mark, I want to wrap things up. I think it's very interesting, the theories of Davy Jones. I hope you learned something. I definitely did. You know, I never even thought about where that originated from. And in the episode coming out this Monday, I believe we actually referenced Davy Jones' locker. You know, it's something I've heard in the Navy, something I've heard well before the Navy. I've heard it while fishing with my dad and other older fishermen. And yeah, it's definitely something you could pass on to your kids to either scare them or just entertain them with a story. Next week on Thursday's episode, me and Ms. Whitney will be going over some military arrests. Unfortunately, I hate to say it, but each week there will be new ones because people keep getting arrested. So let's pray for all of them that our military members make the right decisions. I know the Slayer would say that if he was here, so I'm going to say it for him. And yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you have a great one. As always, I'm Mr. Whiskey, and this has been the pilot episode for the Davy Jones Locker Series, Episode 1.
Sailing through the ocean blue, nuclear reactors, my crew, guiding the ship. The stars as our guide, through the waves we ride. Jokes of laughter fill the air, on this voyage we have to share. Working together, side by side, as one family we will abide. In the heart of the ship we reside, nuclear operators with pride, powering the vessel with every stride. Our mission, a source of great pride.